Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Well, in less than a week, it'll be time for the Chamber of Commerce annual dinner, which is scheduled for November 16th at the Piopolis School Basement. We'll go back to the original fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, dressing, and also this year, grilled pork chops. If you haven't got your ticket yet, there's still some available for the Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. It will also be naming the Business of the Year and the Ted Satterfield Award, and the grant, a $1,000 grant will be given out to a business this year also. So mark your calendars and plan to attend. Save the date for our Country Music Writers Round. It's just a week away, November 18th at 7 p.m. at the Rubenacker Farm Shop. Tickets are $100 each. Get ready to rock out for a good cause. Join us for an unforgettable night of live music, fun, and community spirit as we raise funds to support organizations throughout our community. Together, we can make a difference through the power of music. There will be several Nashville songwriters there singing and releasing some of their new songs. There's lots of activities planned for Christmas on the Square on December 6th and 7th, presented by the Hamilton County Rotary. December 6th will kick off with Christmas trivia. Test your Christmas knowledge as you compete against others to be crowned the trivia champs. There will be four rounds of 20 questions each. This is a great way to kick off the holiday season. There will be games and prizes and a silent auction. It will be held on Friday, December 6th. Doors open at 6 p.m. and play begins at 7. Teams of up to 8 people per team. A meal will be included with your registration. If you do not have a team, just show up and we will make sure to get you on a team. Remember, this will be at the McLeansboro Elks on December 6th. Early the next morning on December 7th, we'll kick off with the Rotary serving breakfast with Santa at Fox Meadows Apartments. This will be served from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. It will be pancakes and sausage, and every child who comes will get to see Santa and get a free gift from Santa. Then the vendor fair will be scheduled that day right next door at the old high school gym from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. There will be several vendors, over 40 vendors on hand. The ladies auxiliary will be on hand to serve lunch, so make a day of it. Plan to do some early Christmas shopping with several vendors. One of those vendors will be 4-H with our ever-popular homemade Christmas candy. So come on out, get stocked up, and have a great day. Then also that day, there will be Santa's workshop will be from 3 to 5 in the courthouse lobby. All youth can come and select two gifts from the gifts that are there at no cost to give to a family member. There will also be a Women's Leadership Council will be sponsoring a story hour at McCoy Memorial Library from 2 to 3 o'clock. Kids can go and enjoy a story and a treat there. And then the library will also have an open house from 3 until 7 with the upstairs museum being open. So as you're killing some time waiting for the parade to begin, take a stroll through the museum in the upstairs. Then the parade lineup will be at 5 o'clock that evening as floats and walkers line up to get ready, and the parade will be at 5:30. This year's theme is Light Up the Season, and once again, this is a lit parade, so all entries will need to be lit up since it will be after dark. Following the parade, there will be games and hot chocolate and Santa in the basement. Usually people come down and all kids get to play about 10 carnival-type games free of charge. The HCE serves hot chocolate and cookies free of charge, and everybody will get a chance to see Santa, and pictures will be available. Great night, lots of activities planned. Make plans to come out and enjoy. Also save the date for the 7th annual Hamco Food and Brew Fest. It is scheduled for March 1st of 2025. At the Big Red Barn in McLeansboro. Tickets will go on sale the first week of December. These tickets make great Christmas gifts. The 4-H held their achievement night a couple of weeks ago, and each week I'm mentioning some of the members who were recognized. This year we had several first-year members: Elizabeth Halley, Isabella Halley, Levi Harris, Lila Mefford, Brindley Mendoza, Zahara Mendoza, Nomi Rawls, Harper Schumacher, and Rylan Wilson. Of those first-year members, we had five outstanding first-year members: Lila Mefford, Brindley Mendoza, Zahara Mendoza, Harper Schumacher, and Rylan Wilson. Congratulations to those individuals. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.